This is Side Hustle Radio. This is Side Hustle Radio.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Side Hustle Radio. Is my mic on?
Yes, your mic's
on. Oh, okay.
Get you paranoid.
Yeah, you just staring at me. I just kept staring at me like...
Am I talking to a mic that's not on?
I thought it was on us for a second. You know, you had me paranoid for a second.
We back.
Yes, sir.
Once again.
Side Hustle. Worldwide.
Jewel.
What was that about?
Jewel. That's what the song's on.
Oh, that's the song, though. Oh, okay, the background music. Hey, so welcome everybody. So we had our producer in the studio. And before we went on, we were talking about socks. Now, I got two socks that are the same.
It's true.
And she is stating that there are now socks that you can buy in a pack that are mixed match socks. I want the same color, the same style sock. That's cute. How I was raised.
Google it. Cute ladies wear mismatched socks.
Cute ladies wear mismatched socks. Shameless plug. So.
Cute women who are. You can Google that.
Women who are what? Oh. Women?
It's on Google.
The producer won't say this aloud. She said women who are good in bed wear mismatched socks. She just spoke some facts just now. I'm like, boo, you can wear mismatched socks.
See, and that's what
matter of fact, you can wear one sock on, one sock off.
You don't see him good. Complaining. He didn't say a word about my socks. He don't care what socks I wear.
Why am I worried about socks?
Thank you.
Hey, I'm just saying. Okay, yo, hey, this is going to be a great show. We're back in the building talking about socks and, yeah, get to bed, not wearing socks. That's some crazy. Okay, enough said with that. Hey, we got a great show. We have a guest. Man, we're back in Cali again. I guess it's coming all the way from Cali. This is a treat, man, because he's next up. That's all I can say. He's next up.
I don't know what I'm drinking.
I don't know. I just know it's a lot of ice and it's flavorful and it's good. Rum punch.
Too much ice.
Well, it's okay. You can add a little bit. Oh, it's Jamaican rum punch? I don't know how much. What is the percentage of alcohol in today? I'm feeling it. I'm not feeling it, but hey, I'm feeling good right now. Yeah, we good. Huh? I'm feeling good. You ain't feeling jack?
I don't feel jacks.
Why you feeling no jack, though, bro?
I'm not. Just,
you got me. Feel. You got me feeling strange right
I
now.
I don't
feeling
feel
no jack.
Jack.
Okay. That being said, but like I said, we got a great show this evening, all the way from Cali. Wink from the Yeah, Wheat from the Wood will be in the building. Oh my goodness. And I guarantee you, he's next. He's next. Yeah, man, you're gonna like this. Man, I love this music. We got the Circle. He's a member of the Circle. So he'll be in the building. So, man, okay. I'm looking forward to
West Coast.
West Coast. So, let me see.
You Nipsey yet?
Man. So you hear they naming the street where his store is located?
Uh-huh.
After him.
Mm-hmm.
After Nipsey. Man, that's love, man. That's love.
Snoop, did you see when Snoop spoke?
No, I didn't get to see all the things.
That was deep. It was good. It was good.
Wow.
He was serious and funny at the same time.
Oh, that's good, man. Like, if I didn't get a chance, I was looking to do that in the next few days to go back and check out the whole I got home going.
Nipsey's mom was real too. It was a good service.
Yeah.
Man. Dude was deep.
Yeah, dude was deep, man. And then you had the little busters out there like Kodak Black. My whole thing going with this Kodak Black issue being very disrespectful. You just don't understand, because a lot of times the younger generation has never been taught. They've not been raised to learn how to respect the older generation now.
Didn't you used to play
Kodak who? Who? Oh,
I heard you pulling up playing.
You got jokes right now. One, you know, if you was to Google Kodak Black, they're like mumble rapper. And you know, I don't play mumble rap, so you know, so that's ill-advised right there. So you won't be hearing me blast no Kodak Black.
He was doing so good too. He was trying to do better, you know, more positive, and then he comes out talking this smack. They mad about this fake apology he did on social media. He apologized, but he didn't apologize.
Yeah, he said sorry, but not sorry.
Is that what he said? Pretty, exactly.
Well, he didn't say that, but he was trying to say, "Yeah, I ain't trying to disrespect you, London." You know, no one's making me do this, and so what? You know, so my whole thing is like, dude, the thing is, it's not about you being prideful and not trying to get punked or anything. The dude is like, hey, my ear, I messed up. I'm sorry. Move on. Mm-hmm. Just let that be. Kodak. Yeah. Yeah, she think he's a Haitian. They don't care.
Not serious.
That's about right.
It's gonna be pretty hard to come at them, because you see, T.I., he ain't even flinched. When the game said something, he ain't said nothing about the game. You see that? Only person he's called out is T.I.
Yeah, you're right.
He
ain't said nothing about the game.
One, T.I. on paper.
Oh, yeah, T.I. on paper.
T.I. going to jail. He do something right now. You know what I'm saying? He got, what, a couple strikes.
Oh, yeah, he got two strikes
he
already.
Going. Game might go, too, but, you know.
Game don't care.
Game, yeah, you're right. Yeah, the thing he said about T.I., but you're right. He said nothing about the game. Nothing. I think the last thing I saw that, you know, T.I. just doing this because he want to get out of her first.
Nah, he said T.I. need to shut his mouth because ain't nobody going after Tiny's ugly ass when he died anyway. He said he need to keep quiet.
Ooh,
he don't have to worry about nobody coming after his wife when he died.
Oh, jeez.
That's what he said.
That's crass.
Sir, you are very crass, sir.
Oh, God.
That's bad.
Yeah.
Hey,
I said some bad things in my life.
He ain't scared of Mayweather. What makes he think he gonna be scared of him?
But T.I. is the big uncle now. Right now, you know, Snoop is the big uncle. You know, these are the now the pioneers, you know, had to.
Respectful to Diddy. Then he came back later. They said he seemed like he was being fake, like he didn't really, you know, have much love for him. But.
Oh, man, you gotta have.
People pass, like, I think people, you know, there's a bit of shock probably for all of them.
Oh, yeah, it is a shock. It is a shock thing. Because at the end of the day, one thing about Nipsey, man, he was a pure hustler. And like you said, we was talking about this last week, bro. When you drop an album and say, hey, how much your album going to cost? $100 a pop? That's a pure hustle. And people bought it. That's a pure hustle, man. $100. Yeah. And like I was, someone was saying, like, why would you pay $100? And I start thinking about it. It does make sense because he did his own music. He paid for everything. He's an independent artist.
Right.
And so, yes, I'm a. This is, if you want my music, this is what you're going to have to pay for. But you like, what? You like Jay, how many copies Jay bought? Like 40 when it first came out?
Don't know. It was a lot.
Yeah, I think Jay bought like 20 or 40 copies, something like that. So.
Wow.
Jay,
and
when it first came out,
Barack Obama sent a letter. That's what's up.
So, like I said, he's trying to
stay up with the young folks. I'm sick of him.
I need a drink right now. I need a drink.
Y'all show out.
I need a drink right now.
Yeah, I'm sick of him.
Huh?
I'm sick of Barack and Michelle. South's girl from the south side of Chicago.
Okay.
Wrote a book, Becoming. Millions and millions and millions of bestseller.
Is something wrong with that?
Little black girls on the south side of Chicago look up to her.
Is that wrong?
$250 minimum seating in the nosebleed sections to go to a book signing.
Well, if she goes to Walmart, it was free.
How many little girls in the south side of Chicago got $250 to go see her?
You can go to Sam's
and
Club.
And there's going to be nothing but Becky's and Samantha's.
But she can go to Sam's
kids.
Club. Sam's Club was, she was doing books
in
Sam's Club.
But they
want
to go see her, too. Well, her tickets was $5,000 to go to her book signing.
No, if Sam's Club was free. You have to buy the book. This shit went to Sam's Club. That's what you should have done.
Her little intimate gatherings was for white people. Period.
Well,
the whites and the wealthies.
Well, the wealthies. I would say just
not
the
impressed.
Whites and
wealthies. I'm disappointed in her.
But she was at Sam's Club.
Her book ain't all that.
Yes, it is all that.
It's really not.
Yes, it is.
I gave it back to Audible.
Did she get
I gave it back.
Well, rich white people don't go to Sam's Club.
Yes,
so
they do.
How,
right.
Where are they supposed to go?
You want
to
come to the
Nike
season.
Yes, white people go to Sam's Club.
Not if you're rich.
Where they get their food from?
Their servants go.
Their servants was
talking about another level of rich now.
Their servants at Sam's Club.
If you got that much money to pay to see, you know, to come to her event.
Her book signing.
You know.
I just really feel like for her to be who she is, she should have made it more affordable. You know what
she
I'm saying?
She did make it affordable. You kept the Sam's Club.
Can you imagine?
Sam's Club get book signing?
It's not. There's.
She's like, hey, how you doing? My name is Tilapia. Okay, how you spell that, Tilapia? She's right. Here you go.
See, you racist. You are a racist, half Dominican, Negro. You one of them low-key Latins that hate blacks. Who's Tilapia?
Oh,
who is Tilapia, sir?
That's her name.
I got a problem
I don't
with
know.
You.
That was her name.
Who's Tilapia?
I don't know. She's
Kalonjanae's cousin.
Kalonjanae.
How you spell that? Everybody know damn well how to spell tilapia. Everybody know how to spell the fake fish.
Oh, God. Okay, so.
Y'all know that's not real fish, right?
Yeah, that's not real. I don't eat tilapia, so.
Yeah, I don't eat tilapia either.
That's the only fish I don't eat.
Can't help you. I don't eat fish.
Yeah. Wait a minute. You say you don't eat fish?
No. Sorry, I'm not rocking.
What kind of black person that
fish, which is my favorite dish. Nope, not mine.
Out the fence is still a wish. You don't eat fish?
Nope. Can't eat fish.
The cod? Yeah, I did the cod. Yeah, I did the cod. Oh, the old bag of nails? Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Hey, but shout out. Hey, shout out to our some of our affiliates. I'm going to give... that's not one of our affiliates. I'm going to give Amsterdam a shout out. All the way in Amsterdam. And I'm going to give the Bronx the shout out. Hey, Roxanne. Hey, how you doing, Roxanne? So, Roxanne, when are we getting together again? I'm playing. I better stop that.
Shout out, Roxanne. Me too. We did get an invite to B-Box Radio when we ever come.
B-Box ain't ready for Ohio down there. They ain't ready for us. They ain't ready for us.
I was surprised you didn't cuss you out after that Ohio show when you was like...
Ohio is the heart of... the heart of music. I'm just...
You said hip-hop.
Yeah. It's not really the Bronx. Y'all just... The West Coast came and took our stuff. The East Coast came and bid our stuff. But I ain't gonna get started with that.
Shun, who's this joker on the radio, Shun? Hey, fam. I'm dead ass, son.
Yeah, that's funny because, you know, every time we do a show, like, the boy's like, oh, man, I know we're gonna be in the Bronx. Our show gonna be airing in the Bronx, so... I gotta wear my Tims while doing the show. Like, dude, you don't have to wear your Tims while we do the show because they ain't looking at your feet.
I gotta have one pant leg up.
One pant leg up? Like hell. One pant leg up.
Shame.
I gotta have one arm in my shirt, the other one out. You know that look? This is like one of New York looks. We just put the one arm in the shirt.
I gotta wear a dog chain around my neck.
That's that New York stuff. That's what you be doing.
I gotta wear a lock. A lock with a whole big fat chain. Like, to lock up a, like...
Lock up your bike.
Fence. Yeah. Your fence. My neck.
A building. You know. Gotta wear that. So, hey, we got a good guest coming in here. I know we gotta play a track real quick. When we get back from this track, we have our guests up in here, all the way from West Coast, all the way from Cali again.
I know they like, why y'all keep bringing the new West Coast on the show, son?
West Coast is that love right now. I got to give it to them because they're doing the music.
Oh. New York got some music?
They do?
They doing something.
Who?
You know.
Okay. Hey, what you got? What you got for me? What you got for me?
I don't know. Casanova? No, not Casanova.
Yeah, well, you had that CA. Who's that? CA?
CA? Oh, you were talking about some indie stuff, huh?
Yeah.
C Black?
Unless you didn't want to do indie, unless you want to do. Oh, or was it Six Black had something? You was or Black, whatever he goes by. I don't know. No, was it CA Black, wasn't it?
C Black? Yeah. It's an indie artist from his album Dark Desert? Desert?
I like Dark Desert.
You do like Dark Desert. Okay. All right, this is Down With Him.
Down With Him.
Where is he from, I wonder?
Well,
probably he's from New York. Then you feel salty.
Okay, well, I'll find
C-Shine.
Out.
C-Shine. All right, C-Black.
Started out with scum, but every human gotta take some trips. Who them girls claiming that I was cheating? Don't care about what them say, cause maybe them tripping, cause them bleeding. Yeah, been around, kept my dick out of dirt. Don't know what I'm talking about. I tell them hoes to go to church or right now. Tonight is just for us. Now we won't separate. Sky's the limit, ain't no stopping, cause I just got paid. Fuck what them haters claiming. They ain't nothing but jealous. Cause I'm with you right now, and baby girl, nothing else matters. Do it double time. Sometimes we do it slow motion. I said we do it down on the beach, do it even deep in the ocean. I better get your mind straight tonight, and nothing that forbidden. Still you thinking about some shit, baby girl. Guess a nigga know you down with him. It's time to quit kidding. I rode it with a set of chicks, and I got your mind flipping. Baby, won't you stop dripping? Life ain't forget to watch him. Say I'll do everything for you until my heart is dead. I'm telling him now. Fuck with all them haters, said tonight we'll let them know. Burn the rumors down our back, it's time to let our love glow. I said fuck with all them haters, said tonight we'll let them know. Burn the rumors down our back, it's time to let our love glow. And sometimes I still think about those days when we kept fighting several hours till we cleared the case. You could have saved a lot of time, but we kept messing around. I told y'all to try puff. Always knew the blood screwed you down, taking trips around the globe. Light and Dutch slayed at the party, rolling up gram after gram. Even my daddy calls me Bob Marley. See them girls, I'm trying to come close. Have a little further than I really need to go. One night stand, too bad idea, cause I got my girlfriend waiting at home. And she's so bad, none of your bitches could get on her level. Natural dynamite in the shape of a woman ready to settle. Daily routines are mixed up with some freestyles. I'm taking puffs of that good kush while she giving head. In the meanwhile, so do double time. Sometimes we do it slow motion. Alright, we do it down on the beach, do it even deep in the ocean. I better get your mind straight tonight, and nothing that forbidden. Still you thinking about some shit, baby girl. Guess a nigga know you down with him. It's time to quit kidding. I rode it with a set of chicks, and I got your mind flipping. Baby, won't you stop dripping? Life ain't forget to watch him. Say I'll do everything for you until my heart is dead. I'm telling now. Fuck with all them haters, said tonight we'll let them know. Burn the rumors down our back, it's time to let our love glow. I said fuck with all them haters, said tonight we'll let them know. Burn the rumors down our back, it's time to let our love glow. Last down, our riders burn them up. Pass them out of faces, talk shit, but we don't give a fuck. Let them know, lies down, come on, let's burn them up. Talk shit out on the back, but we don't give a fuck. Let them know, lies down, lies down, lies down. The set of chicks that got your mind flipping, mind flipping, mind flipping, mind flipping, mind flipping. So now we gonna let it know. Fuck with all them haters, said tonight we'll let them know. Burn the rumors down our back, it's time to let our love glow. I said fuck with all them haters, said tonight we'll let them know. Burn the rumors down our back, it's time to let our love glow.
See? Staten Island.
Oh, he from Staten Island?
Staten Island.
Okay. Oh, you trying to help redeem New York right now.
Staten Island. Is that P.E. from?
Huh?
P.E. from Staten Island?
No, P.E. I think P.E. is from Staten Island.
Look, y'all get it right, son. Y'all ain't from New York, son.
Yeah, New York rapper. But hey, you know where we going. We going back to the West. We've been in the West Coast for the last month and a half now. With these artists. Because that's where the fire at.
Okay. Oh, why is it New York trying to charge for the interview? You want to interview me? You got to pay, Sean.
Yeah, well, I get some real artists.
You trying to start a East Coast, West Coast beef again?
the Middle East? We're not the Middle West. We're the Middle East. We really represent the East here in Ohio, OH.
I-O.
So, hey, so with that being said, you know, we had to go back to Cali to get some of this good music.
Okay.
And the artist we got coming on this evening, he's from The Circle. And he's going to explain what The Circle is all about. But what he go by is Wink from The Wood. It's in the building. What's up, Wink?
Hey, Hef. What's up, baby?
Yes, sir. That's family. He's family.
Building, man.
Oh, already in the building.
In the building, man. How y'all doing?
We're doing great. We know you're doing great. You in Cali. You got some good weather right now.
Hey, man, the weather was like 81 degrees today. And that's no lie. That's no lie. It's literally like 81 degrees today. I got on some Gucci shorts and some Bali flip-flops.
And one thing about Wink here, he got names for days. He's Mr. AK this, AKA that. Mr. AKA that. But I'll let you explain all that. And like I said, Wink, for those who don't know who you are or where you're from, you know, let us know.
All right, just a brief synopsis, man. My name is Wink from the Wood. My nickname has been Wink since I was like in the seventh grade. And I'm from Englewood, so I just put it all together, kind of like Benny from the Benny Blanco from the Bronx. I don't know if y'all remember that show. I mean, that movie, but Benny Blanco from the Bronx, I like how that rolled off. So I came over Wink from the Wood. And, you know, I'm from Englewood, California. I've been doing music for a while. I'm from the Circle, like my man Hef said, but the Circle stands for the Circle of Trust. And it incorporates maybe about 15 cats. We all been knowing each other 10 years plus. It's about honor, integrity, loyalty, trust, and just being stand up, you know. And, you know, it's not a lot of bullshit in our raps, you know what I mean? Like, and when I say bullshit, I just mean just like a whole lot of filler and playing around, you know what I mean? Like, we trying to get to it, we trying to build, we trying to uplift, we talking about what we've been through, where we going, what we trying to do. So you know, if you're a fan of serious subjects, and you know, and we can get out there and we can get player and we can play around and we can show off, because I mean, that's what we all like to do. But it's really, you know, the Circle of Trust is really about people that's listening to lyrics and listening to what we're saying, because it's a lot of game is being given, and it's a lot of jewels being dropped. So that's what the Circle encompasses. I'm just a small portion of it. Like, I'm a small portion of it. You like what I'm doing, then you're gonna love what Topic 626 doing. You're gonna love what Englewood Tip is doing. Like, they amazing. You know what I mean, like, I'm all right. They amazing, but the Circle of Trust is,
whoa,
is just about those things.
Whoa, you modest. You modest. He said, I'm just all right. He's modest. He says, all right. This dude spits fire. He spits fire. So
I appreciate him.
Man. So
I love the confidence.
I love the confidence
off
too.
Top.
I love
you
it.
You know what I'm saying? And you came 100 with what you speaking on, so I'm definitely
I appreciate that.
And I gotta say, then we need that. For real.
Yeah.
Dude's rapping about what's that drug, Molly's
Percocets
yeah. And why we need that? Why we need that?
Yeah,
it was a point. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It was a point in time when hip hop used to do something for people. You know, it taught a story.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or it helped us.
Yeah.
So I'm
and you know, I'm not like one of those cats that, like, because I'm an old school cat. You know, I got a young look, but I'm an old school cat. You know, I come from, you know, pagers and shit. You feel me? So, like, let's not get it fucked up. But, you know, I'm tapped in with the youth and what they doing, and I love what they doing. You know what I mean? I'm not trying to knock what they're doing by any means, because I love that shit. You know what I mean? But what I'm saying is, it's a lane for everybody and what you want. It's like going to the grocery store. Some people want organic. Some people want, you know, shit with pesticides. I mean, you know, they know it's in there, but they still gonna eat it. You know what I mean? But that's what they want. That's what they gonna do, because that's their budget. So it's whatever. So I feel like whatever you like is what you can choose, and nothing is right or wrong. So I'm not mad at mumble rap. I'm not mad at none of that shit. I love that shit. I turn up to it. But I'm saying, when I'm rapping, or when my family, my brothers are rapping, we gonna talk about some shit. We gonna sit down and have a conversation. Let's talk.
Okay. So, one thing, you know, that caught me, you know, one thing that really caught me when I, because I had a person send me your music, send me your thing. They said, like, hey, Hef, check this out. Check this artist out here. And I listened to it. And I'm just listening to it. And I'm like, I like the flow. I like the fire. And then I pull up one of your videos.
Okay.
And then I'm like, wait a minute, is that Wink? That's Wink?
Right. Well, yeah, talk about it. Let's go there.
And it's different, because you're in a wheelchair. And I'm like, okay, is that real? Or is that a gimmick? Mm-hmm. Or, you know, what's going on? So, you know, okay. can we touch on that a little bit?
No, let's touch on it all the way. I mean, you know, that's the elephant, you know what I mean? It's like, if it's an elephant in a ballroom, we're going to talk about it. We ain't going to look at it. So the thing is this. Yeah, I'm in a wheelchair, but I don't try to make that my premise. You know what I mean? Like, I don't, because I feel like if I'm like, oh yeah, I'm, you know, I'm waiting for the wheelchair. Yeah, I'm in a wheelchair. I'm a rapper. I'm, you know, I'm the wheelchair rapper. Like, it's like, damn, like, you leaning on that before we didn't even heard any of your skill, any of your lyrical capability. You know what I'm saying? So I don't even be like, oh, wink from the wink in the wheelchair. Nah, I don't even get down like that. Like, I'm wink from the wood, and I happen to have to use a wheelchair. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's not like I'm using that as my, you know what I mean? Like, that's why I'm glad you got to hear the music first before you got a visual. Because you're like, okay, I like this. And then it's like, when you saw it, you're like, oh, shit. Any of this shit. You know what I mean? So I feel like when someone hears, you know, wheelchair, they get a negative connotation. You know what I mean? Because me personally, like, I would have gotten a negative connotation about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I was walking around and shit, you know what I mean? I would have been like, you know, oh yeah, so-and-so is in a wheelchair. And immediately in my mind, I'm going to think what I know about anybody that I know in a wheelchair. I'm going to think a big-ass metal wheelchair with the legs that stick out when you're leaving out the hospital. I'm thinking, you know, old people shit. I'm thinking somebody can't do nothing. So I'm, you know, that's what I would have thought prior to the situation. You know what I'm saying? So with me, I had a car accident when I was in college. I used to hoop in college. I went to Bremen State. And I had a car accident out there, and I ended up breaking my neck.
Oh.
And so that's what it ended up, I had a spinal cord injury. That's what ended up putting me in a wheelchair. Now, what's ironic about that is I grew up in Inglewood. I started gangbanging, you know, at an early age. I was a blood. I was from Palo. My mom found out. Now, this is like, you know, I get jumped on the gang. I'm gangbanging for maybe a year. You feel me? Like a year of death, I'm gangbanging. You feel me? And my mom find out, you know, because I leave the house looking one way, and I come back home, you know, like, you know, my name is Brian. So I'm like, you know, my mom was very respectable. She didn't, you know, she taught me the same way. So it's like, I didn't present that to her.
Yeah.
But she ended up finding out, moved me to Texas. She's like, my son's not doing this. Move
no.
me to Texas. Yeah, I go to Texas. I'm out there. I'm trying to, you know, reinvent my life. I'm playing basketball. I'm doing my shit. You know, I end up going to Grambling. I'm out there hooping. And then I have a fucking car accident. You feel me? So you would think like, oh, he done grew up in the inner city. He done been through all this shit. He would have got shot. I got away from all that shit. You know, my mom gets me away from all that. And then I'm trying to get on the right path. And then it's like, karma come back and smack me in the face. So I'm like, okay. All right. I get it. Okay.
Okay, real quick, Wink. What college did you say you went to?
Grambling State.
Oh, we got to get about. You said Grambling. I'm going to make sure you went to an HBCU, so I got to an HBCU out.
You know, I'm educated, man. I'm educated. Sure. You know, if you listen to my words, man, I've got a lot of words in my vocabulary.
Yes, an HBCU or two. Man, I like it.
Yeah, man, come on, man. Black and I'm proud. What's up?
Man. So, how long you been doing music, though, man? You know,
Man, you know what's so crazy, bro? I was like, from sixth grade on up, I was always like the guy that rapped. I was always the guy that, you know, that battled the other kids from other schools or anybody at the school that thought they could rap. I was always like a freestyle master. You know what I mean? And basketball and football was my main things. You know what I mean? I excelled at those things. But music was something that came just so easily, and I loved it so much that I was always like the freestyle guy, and I battled people, and you know, I always had like my guy that beat on the tables and be like my DJ growing up. So it was just music was just always in me. And then I think when I had the car accident and I couldn't play basketball anymore, I had to figure out what did I love just as much as basketball.
Wow.
And it was music, you know what I'm saying? And so I ended up going to school and, you know, getting a certificate for audio engineering at the Musicians Institute and, you know, getting my own equipment and just start recording this and that and recording people in the hood and, you know, getting niggas off the street and keeping them out the streets and recording them. You know, so really the evolution of my music is really more giving back, bringing guys out of the street and recording them and putting their projects out. So I never really got to get to my shit because I'm always helping everybody else, you know, which I didn't mind, but because I wasn't tripping. But then when I got, you know, had a conversation with my guy, Topic and Eagle Tip, you know, these are like my brothers. Like, we are, you know, it is just, I can't even explain it, but these are my brothers. So we had a conversation. We said, you know what we're going to do in 2019? We're going to go hard. We're going to flood it with material, with solid material. We're going to give it to them. And then we're going to, at the end of 2019, we're going to have a dinner. We're going to pop Dom Perignon. We're going to sip. And we're going to look at our accomplishments, look at what we did, and we're going to say what they're going to do with it. So it's really not about we funding everything ourselves. We're being comfortable in our lives already. So it's like, when you're in a situation like that, it's like you can sit down, you can plan, you can plot, and you can put out music that's for you and allow the world to embrace it. And that's what we're doing.
Oh, wow. Man, that's a vision. I'm with that vision. I'm a fan. Let's get to some of this music right now. Let's get to some of this. Which track you want to play first? Which one?
Okay. Honestly, I would love for you to play Community. This is a song that's very dear to me right now. I did it 3 days ago after Nipsey Hussle, rest in peace, who got killed. And what the irony of that is anybody, you guys aren't from out here, so you guys wouldn't know, but Inglewood gangs and the Rolling 60 Crips are like the worst enemies, bro. You know what I mean? Because they're like right next to each other. Like these gangs, these factions are right next to each other. And you know, Nipsey transcended gang banging and all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like the city just put on for him. You know what I'm saying? And I wish y'all could have been out here and enjoyed that. But this song, The Community, was inspired by Nipsey. You'll hear him on the intro. And you know, I really put my heart into that shit. You know what I mean? So hopefully y'all enjoy it.
Okay, go ahead and introduce it.
Hey, y'all, this is The Community. This is Community. My Wink from the Wood. Rest in peace, Nipsey Hussle. And we got to do better, y'all. We got to do better.
Let's get it. Be right back.
It's about knowing you're going to leave one day. And you know when you leave, the only way you're going to be fulfilled is if you know you gave everything you had.
Really, though.
And you emptied yourself here. And you left it all here because it's temporary. And you got a moment. You got a moment. You got a moment. You got a moment.
All I wanted was to win in my community. It's a trip what my own people are doing to me. I'm trying to articulate this beautifully. We hate each other. All I wanted was one opportunity. All I wanted was to win in my community. It's a trip what my own people are doing to me. I'm trying to articulate this beautifully. We hate each other. Look, I see you, I see me. I'm angry. What I've been through, shit, can you blame me? And the nerve of this cat, riding with these diamonds on, Rolex on his wrist, what the fuck kind of time he on? I done looked out for homie, shit, I done did that, huh? And would it give me a return, nothing but a stab back. So all that love from the soil, you can have that. I done watched niggas being like they got a bad back, huh? If it ain't circle, I got a bag back, huh? Nothing but royalty around here, nigga, we ass cap. Look, understanding that's a recipe. So stop all that mean mugging shit when you addressing me. I'm so tired of being tired of saying rest in peace. When I expire, let this fire be my living legacy. So if we beef, you win, I'ma let it be. I won't hurt another black man unless I'm defending me. All I wanted was one opportunity. All I wanted was to win in my community. It's a trip what my own people are do to me. I'm trying to articulate this beautifully. We hate each other. All I wanted was one opportunity. All I wanted was to win in my community. It's a trip what my own people are do to me. We hate each other. Yeah. It's gotta be a place where niggas know to play fair. If that exists, I wanna stay there. Yeah. Get your ass up, don't just lay there. How you gon' win if you in the crib like a daycare? That's man shit. Boys don't understand shit. They need guidance, rebellious, they don't plan shit. What's happening, sis? You beautiful, how you doing today? Not only do you not acknowledge me, but you give me the
hateful display to a black man who was polite, and I just wanted to say, hey, shit, okay. Now look, sister, go your way. I ain't gonna call you out your name. Shit, I'm just gonna practice change. Shit, I'ma lead by example. The game is mishandled. What you feeding your mind? What you got on your TV channels? Huh? That's food for thought for those who just wanna eat. I know it's time for change, so shit, I'ma start with me. Love, all I wanted was one opportunity.
That's all
I wanted was to win in my community.
That's all.
It's a trip what my own people are do to me. I'm trying to articulate this beautifully. We hate each other. All I wanted was one opportunity.
That's all
I wanted was to win in my community.
That's all.
It's a trip what my own people are do to me. I'm trying to articulate this beautifully. We hate each other.
Now to that breaking news overnight, Grammy-nominated rapper Nipsey Hussle shot and killed outside his own clothing store in Los Angeles.
That's Wink from the Wood.
Hey,
Tyler, that was Community, bro. Oh,
hey.
Oh,
talk to me, man.
Oh,
that's a real record.
Talk to
right
me.
There.
That was
That's oh man, that's what's up, man.
Talk to me, man. What y'all think about that,
man? I'm glad we at the station because I know I'm playing it again right after the show. That's good play. Oh,
speaking the truth there.
Oh,
definitely speaking some truth there.
Man, I appreciate it, man.
Why we hate each other?
Man, why though? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just like, you know, we have to just, you know, appreciate, bro. Like, I literally just did that song, so I haven't done any visuals for it yet. But literally, I'm going to take, like, real-life experiences and put them into those visuals. Like, my thought process right now is what I'm thinking about is, you know, as I'm going down the street, you know, as I pass, you know, people that look just like me, you know what I'm saying, my people, you know what I'm saying, I acknowledge them, whether it's a woman or whether it's one of my brothers or whether it's one of my sisters, you know what I'm saying, like, hey, how you doing, or whatever. And it's like, I'm not going to say 9 out of 10 times, but I'm going to say 7 out of 10 times it's responded with like a frown or not even a response, you know what I'm saying. So in the video, I want to do something like where as I pass my people and I'm acknowledging them and I'm trying to give them love, they pop up a flash card, another flash card to say, I hate you. You know what I'm saying?
Ooh.
The video's going on. All my people keep saying they hate me, and at the end of the video, I'm so exhausted just being hated by my own people who I love so much. It's like a kid comes up to me, a kid, an innocent kid, you know what I mean? A young brother, a young sister, you know what I'm saying? Tap me on the shoulder, and then they hold up a flash card and say, I love you. Because at the end of the day, kids are our only hope. Because where we at right now, we ain't nowhere.
Wow.
We need more
facts.
More brothers like you
putting
out messages, man, that's gonna change. Cause I mean, it's just, it's missing from the game. It's missing, period, man. If we have more brothers like you trying, and Nipsey, you know, things would be a lot different now, I think. You know, by now, I don't know why we
hate. Yeah,
yeah, we hate?
You know, remember, we had that conversation lightly. You know, I've been having that conversation all week about, you know, about the substance of man and why do man hate? Why do man hurt? Why do man harm?
Yeah.
And I'm just, you know, is evil that evil that people that evil that you just want to harm someone just because? That's something I've just been, just really been talking about all week to different people.
Yeah.
You know, that's, man, what you said, it was deep. And like I said, man, you, if I see you, you family. That's the way I greet people. You know, my whole thing,
fact.
I see someone, especially of my hue, I'm like, you family. Just let us know that you're family.
No, to be honest though, I feel like we don't have enough big brothers. You know what I'm saying? You know, like when I was growing up, it was Big Brother programs. You know what I'm saying? It's almost like, you know, the generation that's up under me, it's like they got to figure it out themselves, because my generation is still trying to act like they crack it. You know what I'm saying? You can't be acting like you. Why are you my age? Are you talking, drinking lean and all that shit? Like, bro, like, we have to hold each other accountable, and we have to be able to be guidance and counsel for brothers who's coming up. It's like, bro, okay, you know what? I've been through this, man. You know, I've been through gang bumps, so that shit ain't about nothing, bro. You know what I mean? This should be prepared. That's what I'm saying. If we don't have anybody that's saying that, and everybody just joining in and just saying, "Oh, turn up, let's do this," and whatever the fuck, man, that shit is weak. Somebody got to be brave enough to say, "Bro, that shit ain't right. That shit whack."
Yeah, ain't whack. Yeah. Oh, I love the bravery, man. Hashtag, man. This is Wink from the Wood, from Inglewood.
Hey,
all the way from Inglewood. Hey, Wink.
Circle of Trust, it's only us, baby.
Yes, sir. Hey, so, you know, who were some of your influences when it comes to your music?
Okay. Dang, I love that question. Jay-Z. Scarface.
Thanks, Bob.
Oh, he had them schemes like Face, though, that last track. He had that, it's like, it had that Face scheme in there.
Yeah. Man, because Face, you know what I like to draw. Is he's gonna tell it to you exactly the way it is, bro. He's not gonna sugarcoat it. He's gonna tell it just like it is. Mm-hmm. You know, and that last song, Hep, I know you're gonna go back and listen to it after this broadcast. But in that last song, I want you to listen to what I said about the chicks, bro. I said, basically, you know, I'm paraphrasing, but I don't even know exactly what I said, but I said to a young lady that's walking by, hey, this is so beautiful. And she doesn't even acknowledge me back, like, thank you so much, or anything like that. Because what's happened? Like, yeah, I know you do this. Hey, how you doing? Nice and looking beautiful, sister. And then they don't even respond. They're looking beautiful. They got on whatever, showing all these figures. And then they look at you like you got shit on your face, bro. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
Wait a minute, sister, I'm just saying hello.
Yeah, yeah.
And you mean? Yeah, so it's like, we got to stop hating each other, bro. We got to stop all that shit, all that I'm better than you and all this shit. Like, you done ran and got a whole bunch of yakky and put it in your hair, and now you going to look at me like I ain't nobody. You feel me?
I feel
you. We got to have more self-respect. We got to have more love for each other. It's like, damn, just because I say hello don't mean that I'm trying to take you out.
I feel you. Man. That's Wink from the Wood speaking that truth right now. Hey,
come on, man!
I know my
I'm
DJ.
Give it to him.
My DJ looking at me like, we gotta get to the next song, bro. We gotta get to the next song.
Let's get to it. Let's get to it.
We gotta get to this next song, Wink. What's the next song, Gary?
Oh man, let's go to talk about it, man. This is the Circle of Trust, man. You guys can get this the Circle Volume 1, which is on iTunes, it's on Spotify, it's on all digital platforms. This is me, my partner, at Topic 626. That's my brother, Circle of Trust is Only Us, man. Featuring Kevin McCall. We call him Crazy K-Mac. I'm sure you're familiar. Let's get into it.
Yes, sir. Be right back.
You embrace,
I doubt it.
Keep your sanity, not be a nutcase. Could you go from running laps,
I doubt it,
to sitting back, pushing in a chair till your knuckles start to crack. Picture that.
That's what I do.
I've been doing this for a minute,
yeah.
Never once complained, I just focused on the digits. I don't rap, just keep your life so you can feel it. When I was growing up, where the fuck was that village? Just gorillas. Even my mama dated drug dealers.
Man.
So the natural progression was for me to want my own slipper.
I ain't bitter.
I am blessed. I progressed, went from threats of arrest to stay jumping in these jets. Yes.
From the city of angels. Might I feel like I'm surrounded by these devils. That's why I keep a small circle.
Christ, I was busy scoring them. Kept so much work, it felt like an emporium. Kept so much work, it felt like a temp agency. I'm really not the type to just let a bitch play with me. Really lived a life that was somewhat cinematic, at least novel worthy. And I was far from perfect. It was never about what you purchase, but what you keep. If I can't spot it on the surface, I dig in it deep. This topic and wink, who else gon' give them this feeling? We riders, not Al-Qaeda, but two fly niggas in the building. They chasing a million, we chasing a vision. The opposition got weapons, it was tradition. I mean, my little niggas was pistol gripping. If it's friction, I send them around here like tourism. Yeah, it's Mr. I gotta get it. Whose body your work is realest? Let's talk about it, my niggas, the circle.
From the city of angels. Might I feel like I'm surrounded by these devils. That's why I keep a small circle.
Man, if we had more time, we had to run that one back. I would have ran that one back.
For sure.
That for sure. Back. That, man. Hey, that's Wink from the Wood.
Hey, man, don't make me start blushing, man. Knock that shit off, man.
Dude, man. You hit. Oh, man.
It's like a breath of fresh air, man.
Hey, man, I so appreciate it, man.
To hear a brother.
Hey, y'all hear my boy Topic, man? That boy Cole, ain't he?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's the Kevin, the Kevin McCall from
Kevin McCall, man. Y'all know the boy
back
Kevin
in the day.
McCall, right?
Yeah, did sang on was it Fat Joe record?
Oh, that's the
nah. That's my man. That's my brother, man. He wrote Deuces for Chris Brown.
Oh,
Deuces! Oh, that might wow. that's my favorite Chris Brown song, Deuces. Right
yeah.
He in the video, he rapping at the end. He wrote the whole joint.
Oh,
yeah. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Then he got he wrote Strut. That's a very talented brother, man. Kevin McCall, man.
That is.
He got the, he could be with Eva, the model. I'm not sure if y'all familiar, but yeah, man.
Boy, oh, shoot. How'd y'all link up? Exactly.
Excuse me?
How'd y'all two link up? Y'all.
Okay. It's so crazy, man. It's funny how things just happen. So, I live downtown Los Angeles. At the time, K-Mac, which is Kevin McCall, lived downtown at the time. And I just ran into him going down the block, and I recognized him. I'm like, bro, what's going on, man? I'm such a fan of your work, man. This, that, and the third. And if you know Kevin, he's such a humble soul, bro. He was like, man, thank you so much, man. I'm humble. Just that, that. I'm like, yeah, man, I'm downtown. He's like, man, I'm downtown. I'm like, let's connect. And you know how you run into people, like, especially in L.A., man. You run into famous people all the time. You run into people all the time, and, you know, they say, let's connect, let's do this. And it's just a whole bunch of smoke and mirrors, bro. Like, in L.A., it's a lot of fake shit going on, like, with people that just act like they own or, you know. But I'm sure it goes on everywhere. But I'm just saying, in a town where it's a lot of entertainment, people say, oh, let's do this. But with K-Mac, he said, let's connect, bro. He hit me immediately, like, bro, where you at? Let's do it. And, bro, we just locked in. We knocked out a song. And, bro, we've been rocking ever since. It's like 3 years ago, bro. And it's like, man, he's solid brother, man.
That's what's up.
Well, he sees the talent because
true that.
When you came in like, you know, scraping the knuckles. I was like, yeah, I can feel that. I can feel that right there.
I appreciate it, man. You know, I just try to give it, you know, I just try to give it full authenticity, man. I'm not trying to give a whole bunch of filler. It's like I let the music talk to me and I just put my heart on it. I just let the, you know, hopefully you feel.
Oh, yeah. I'm a fan. Okay.
Thank you, brother. I'm humble. Thank you.
You got one more track. Okay. Hey, okay. So let's go ahead and do it like this. I know we're going to play out the last track. We're going to let you set it up. But before you...
Yeah, we got a video for that joint, too. The last one, we got a video for that joint.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. We're going to have you break that track down real quick. But before we do that, how can they follow you on social media?
You can follow me on Instagram at Wink from the Wood, all dictionary spellings. Wink from the Wood, all one word, at Instagram. I mean, at Wink from the Wood on Instagram. You can follow my man, Topic, at Topic626, at T-O-P-I-C 626. He's on Instagram, and my man, Inglewood Tip. His Instagram is at Still, S-T-I-L-L, Tippin, T-I-P-P-I-N, and the number 2. And, you know, Circle Trust is only us, man. Tap in, get familiar. I just want to thank you guys for having me on. I'm humbled. I really enjoyed the show. I'm a fan now. I got a chance to go back into some old shows. You guys are hilarious. Pull me in at any time, because I will get in the clown with y'all. So,
don't say that, Wink. Do not say that. You be a guest every week. Don't say that.
Hey, no. I will get in here and clown with y'all, but I'm like,
Wink. Hey,
sometimes y'all might need a West Coast perspective.
You know what I mean? For sure.
Hey, I'll be your liaison.
Hey, like I said, we gonna beg out this last track here. What's the name of this last track?
Hey man, the name of this last track is called Progression. It's the single off the Circle Volume 1. It's available everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, wherever, under a rock. Go get it. Progression, hey. The Circle Volume 1. And one last thing, I'm coming, you guys, I'm dropping my debut solo album June 14th, which is my mom's birthday. The title album is called Jackie's Boy. And, you know, I would love to come back and talk to you guys about that.
Sure. We got you on the calendar already. Yeah. You'll be back to drop this album, your album. Yeah. So we looking for that.
I love it. Hey, look, and I wanna extend an invite to you guys. You know, I'm doing it official, but I'm doing something real big on June 14th. I'm doing a release, album release, listening. There's gonna be the whole red carpet. If y'all want to see how the Circle do it. June 14th,
be in LA.
Let's turn up.
Yeah.
Oh man. Okay. Hey, follow me on IG at Hef Chulo.
At DJ DEEPOLIC.
I already followed you.
Oh yeah. Everybody else. Hey, so I know, like I said, we sorry to cut this show so short, but Wink's coming back on the 14th. Hopefully, we have him before the 14th again. You got 4 minutes? Okay, so...
I gotta bring the whole team on here, baby.
You bring the whole team on here then.
We gotta get the whole team,
man. 2 minutes? Okay. Hey. Okay, yeah. So you got the whole team on here? Who's on?
We gotta get the whole team on here.
Oh, we're staying in the West Coast for the next 2 months then.
Yes.
Look, we're gonna give it to y'all, man. Look, we're gonna keep it authentic, bro.
Okay. Hey, this is Side Hustle. This is Wink from the Wood.
You're familiar. AKA it's the Never Get His Shoes Dirty.
Hey, until next week.
Alright, man, I appreciate y'all, man. Much love.
Dollars in my pocket. Circle vision killer, it's the rolling and the walking. Never heard the West sound like this. Replace the 4 for the 5-0 after the 6, yeah. We coming up. We talking Beamer vision. I'm a West Covina nigga. Before they vouch you in the gang, you had to be vetted. And if the mouth for best came, then that was a deal breaker, yeah. Lazy niggas left the trap, I was still stretched. Needed work for the week like I was meal prepping. They said 6 degrees of separation, but I feel we can make it back with preparation. Started my elevation, suckers, they been hating. I'm a state jumper general and highly decorated. COT, homie, who gon' fade us? We in the streets, nigga, fuck a label. What type of hustler you know that kept it a thousand? Grinded to a brick, but started with ounces. To make it out the streets was a blessing. Personify my focus, that's progression. Talking progression. Yeah, progression. Each loss was a valuable lesson. Stayed active, then attracted more progression. Talking progression. Yeah, progression.
Yeah, yeah, progress.
With my back on the wall, it was solid how I stood. I'm been topic from the cold.
Look, I'm winged from the wood.
That's
yeah.
progression.
There's levels to this shit, different tiers, different bro.
Being broke is probably my biggest fear, bro. No peers, I don't fit in, I'm a weirdo. Why they make it rain, I'm in that rain, in that lido. Progress. Catch me and Neiman's out in Houston, call that Marcus. Last hop I faced, I left a carcass. I still got nightmares, them nights be the darkest. I'm still in the field, I'm a charger. I hear double checking Aaron Rodgers. Progression that could take you much farther if you never pay a bitch like a deadbeat father.
This is Side Hustle Radio.